This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome
or
to the...
Or am I?
The Friday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I am doing okay.
Just okay? Why okay?
Because I've been waiting, 8 hours to do this podcast?
Not 8 hours.
It's been a while.
I'm just kidding.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fantastic.
That's good, because we had quite an incredible episode, I believe.
I think, judging by the emails, people like it. You can always tell.
Yes.
You can always tell when it gets their juices going and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Because you get...
The theory juices get going.
You're answering an email and 10 pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Pop, 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 pop. I'm like, whoa. It's kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
I didn't hear any clicking sound going on. I think maybe it's a smoky or something, but no, it's actually emails. I'm afraid.
Well, we have a lot to talk about in Lost in Review. We're going to break down every single person that's been deciphered from that Jacob's cave there.
Jacob's cave.
Everyone and that's wants a big thanks to Lostpedia. You know,
well, everyone wants to know who was writing on the ceiling, and I think it was Lionel Richie.
See, I don't think that one's going to...
You don't think it's going to work?
No, I think it's... I love the 80s, and that one didn't really work for me, so...
Because he was riding on the ceiling. Ever since the first person sent an email, say, I've been singing that song for 2 days now.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I apologize. Hey, I liked Lionel Richie. He was cool.
We have next on Lost talking about next week's episode.
The TV show.
Maybe it's in a couple days. We also have a lot of Lost listener feedback with emails and calls. There is no listener theory of the week. There was just so many theories. There was none that was really crackpotty and either. I think everyone was pretty on the same page with theories this week.
Well, I have one that I'm going to say. It's not really mine. I'm not going to say it's mine.
Okay.
Because it's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm now a believer in those people that have that theory.
Okay.
I'm a believer, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay. And Jack, do you have the update for the Lost contest?
Yes.
You have that with like kind of
well,
like
you
a,
know,
apprehension as you say that.
The guy, you know, Vikas and I were working back and forth. We wanted to make it as black and white as possible.
It's not possible. This is Lost.
It's Lost. I don't care what you do. What number will we hear first? How hard could that be?
It's easy to McHale it up.
it's horrible. If I get one more email saying, she said 815. That's great. That's 815, not 815. It's like, if I owed you $815, would you accept $8? No. No.
Oh, man.
It's like, well, I put on the message board yesterday. I said, well, if the first number was 42? People had four would be arguing 42. They said, no.
Yeah.
I go, no, because they would say four came before the T. Mm-hmm. So there's just no, it's Lost. So everyone has a different, it's like, you know, you could, something that's, you know, like Locke. We could argue that till we're blue in the face.
Yep.
It's just that's the beauty of the show, but no, it's not.
It's not the beauty of the contest.
No.
Oh man. All right. Well, let's get into some Lost interview, Jack. What do you say?
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
Each week, there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost.
Did that put a smile on your face,
in
Mr.
Review
Grumpy?
Time. I'm grumpy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I say you're grumpy.
I
don't know why people always say I'm the cranky one.
I am cranky today.
I always come here with a smile on my face and rosy cheeks, and I'm just ready to do the podcast. And
I'm a week without my fiance, and I'm irritable.
Yeah, like I told you, 10 years from now, that'll be heaven. Just saying.
Oh, man. All right, so.
And I'm not saying about Colleen. That's about...
Just, no, I
women.
I know your stances.
And women feel the same way.
Is it? Is it both ways?
It's
there?
Just you get tired of looking at each other's face. I just got to be honest.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get into for Lost in Review because I think there's a lot of stuff in this episode.
Well, it was one of those episodes I told you that night after we recorded. I couldn't sleep.
I was like, nerd alert, jeez.
Well, I listened to Josh Meister for a while. And I was kind of I signed in down below on the computer. I don't think I'm like spying anyone, but I can't remember the passwords down below, and they're on this computer, they're memorized.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the password is for the Jay and Jack one, so I just go on as a guest, and I went MLB, and someone said, I think it was Lost Flashback said, oh, that must be Jay or Jack. Because I guess we go Min and Lock. I said, oh, it's Jack. Anyway, so then I went to bed. So I got to go to bed. And I laid there all night long thinking about Lost.
Wow.
So that's what this show has done. It drives me crazy.
It's ruined your sleep patterns.
It makes me nuts.
All right. Well, first up here, we're going to look at the little the child with the bloody hands. Do we have a final answer here? It's been a couple days. Or is this still just going to be?
This is one of those. That's one of those. Who is the man with Jacob? It's one of those questions that the writers go. Ha, ha, ha. They do it. You know they do it on purpose.
Oh, I know. I know they do.
Hey, you know what? Let's put a kid out there with some blood on his hands that only Min and Locke and Sawyer. How does Sawyer see him?
Exactly. How does Sawyer get to see him?
So then we're gonna have him run in the jungle and say, "You know the rules. You can't kill him."
Yeah.
And then he walks away with a little smile on his face, a little smug look. And then we all sit there, and there's 50,000. Who is this kid?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do you have, in all of your wisdom and crackpottiness?
I think it's Min and Locke.
Man in Locke or Men in Locke? There's multiple men inside Locke.
Min and Locke, he's having a Vegemite sandwich. So, no, I don't know. No, he's. I think, well, I'll tell you later on.
Oh, so you have something for this later?
When we're done with all this recap. Stuff.
All right. Well, next up here is why did Alana take the ashes of Jacob? Now, I thought this.
Finders keepers.
A lot of people are thinking this as well. Is that do you have to use Jacob's ashes in order to protect yourself from the?
Well, it seems
man
like
there's lock?
Like around the cabin there was a lot of ash. How many times has Jacob been thrown into the fire?
Don't know.
I say several times.
So you think that's what it's for? Then
I think that's what it is.
All right. So then it brings up the question, okay, how many times has he died before? Or
I think he's died a lot.
Okay, all right. And this last one before we get into the stuff on the wall, and if you look at the pictures...
We had some emails on the one.
Yes. If you look, you can see two pictures. One is, it's actually from the Deus Ex Machina, the episode with Locke and his father. And like we said in the last episode, it seems they actually have a relationship.
He's still wearing that cool hat.
Yes. And and so I guess, you know, they must have a good relationship if he's putting a picture of the two of them in his office.
Right.
And the one next to it is...
And I saw this the second time I watched it because I froze the frame to watch see the other picture.
It looks like it's from the hotel we were staying at, the Halekulani.
Well, if you look very closely, you can see me with my face in the back.
But it's with Locke and...
Helen. And he's standing.
It is standing.
It does look like he's standing.
Because he's taller than her, and she's shorter than him.
Right.
So that puts into an interesting question, because if he was out of his wheelchair, he didn't meet Helen until, you know, a little bit later in... his craziness.
Right. Well, hit anger management.
Yeah, it was after his dad stole his kidney. So it's kind of interesting to see where the timeline is and if him getting in the wheelchair been changed at all.
No photo of his mom. And she wasn't mentioned in the episode.
Yeah, like when you're talking about wedding stuff, wasn't mentioning the mom.
Is the mom the one that stole his kidney?
Well, we don't know if his kidney's been stolen.
Oh, we don't know. I'm just saying, did it reverse and now it's his mom? Did his mom do something that caused
But now,
him?
Unfortunately, we have the question again, well, how did he get in the wheelchair?
Yeah, thank you, Lost. This is a season. We answer the question.
They give it, and then they take it away.
If you go back and watch in small print, they say, and give you 1,000 more. I swear, that's what they do.
I think the producers and writers on the show have to be sick of those ABC commercials going, we're getting the questions answered.
I think they're having fun with it.
You think they're having fun with it?
The heck with you guys. We're going to drive you. They're going to drive us crazy for the next 30 years.
Oh, man. All right. Well, the next thing up here is the candidates for replacement of Jacob. Tons of names on all those rocks. And luckily enough, there's an amazing website called Lostpedia where tons of people work together to get this content up there.
Thank you, Lostpedia.
So this is where this is from. And so we're going to go through the crossed out names and the names we know. The names we know is John Locke, number 4, who's now crossed out.
Yeah, cross that one off.
Hugo Hurley Reyes.
Yes.
Which is 8. James Sawyer Ford, which is 15.
Or Callahan.
Saeed Jarrah, which is 16. And Jack Shepard, which is 23.
Now, a lot of people are thinking it might be Christian Shepard, but Sawyer said Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And Men in Locke said, yep. Or he said something.
Yeah.
So I think it's Jack. I wouldn't be shocked if Christian Shepard's name was on there.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's Jack Shepard.
Okay. Possible candidates is Frank Lapidus. Because remember that when Alana said that last season, he's a possible candidate. Now we're going to go to the crossed off names. Actually, Quan isn't crossed off, but yeah, why did they put that in there? But 42 is Quan.
Quan. And that's 42, not 4.
Yes. Did I say 4 again?
No.
No, I say 42. Oh, you're making a joke. All right. This is number 10, deceased, crossed off. If he was touched as unknown, is Mattingly.
So Don Mattingly.
Exactly. Possibly the U.S. soldier whose uniform was stolen and used by another in 1954. Number 20. Deceased, crossed off, unknown if it's been touched. R-O-U, possibly Alex Rousseau or Danielle Rousseau.
Could be.
29, deceased, crossed off, unknown, Brennan. Possibly the Brennan from the science expedition or Tom Brennan, who was there when Jacob encountered Kate.
Oh, that's true. Or Walter Brennan, the actor.
No. number 31, deceased, crossed off, touched, unknown, is Rutherford, possibly Shannon Rutherford.
Shannon! Or the dad.
Or the dad.
Was it? I'm drawing a blank on the dad's name.
Mr. Rutherford.
It wasn't Mr. Rutherford.
Number 33 is deceased. Name is crossed off. Touched unknown. Martin, possibly Carl Martin, your good friend, Carl.
Yeah. He should have never been on the list. He's worse than Locke.
Number 42, alive. Status is still open. Hasn't been crossed off yet. They were both touched at the wedding, right?
Yes.
And Quan Sun Hua Quan or Jin Su Quan, they both met him at their wedding.
Right.
So we don't know which one it refers to specifically. Next up, 55, deceased, crossed off, unknown, is Burke, possibly Juliet. Her death occurred after Jacob, so her name would have to have been crossed off before her death or after her death by Man in Locke.
Right.
It could also be her late husband, Edmund Burke.
That's right. He got hit by a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty gruesomely, too.
64 is Goldstein. Nothing meeting up there. Number 90, deceased, cross off unknown, is Troop. Possibly Gary Troop.
Gary Troop, yep.
A deceased survivor and author of Bad Twin.
An engine boy.
115, deceased, crossed off, unknown, Bargus. Nothing there.
I noticed we don't have a 108 there.
No 108. Skipped 108.
Okay.
You're pointing that out?
Just want to point it out.
117, unknown, crossed off, Linus, possibly Ben Linus or his father, Roger Linus. What would you say there between the two?
You know, at first, my first thought was Roger Linus, but I said, oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Did Ben die?
Or was Ben just not
was he compromised? Considered once he was shot by Saeed and went to the temple, was he compromised and could no longer be a candidate?
That makes sense. Because we don't know if he saw it. We don't know if he saw his mother after he was shot, do we?
No.
So that's a very good point. It could possibly be he was crossed off when he was taken to the temple.
Right.
Next one is 119 is Almedia. No connection there so far. 147, Lewis, possibly Charlotte Lewis or her parents, David and Jeanette.
Oh, because they were on the island.
171 is Strom, possibly Miles Strom, who's alive, but he is crossed off.
Hmm.
As far as we know, he's alive. 175, deceased, cross off, unknown, Costa, nothing. Deceased, cross off, unknown, 195, Pace, Charlie Pace.
Charlie Pace. You really think that he would be a candidate?
Well, he was brought there to the island. I think everyone's been brought there as a candidate. All maybe. Right.
Everyone?
Maybe. 222.
You see Rose and Bernard on there?
Maybe we'll get to it. 222, deceased, cross off, unknown, Jack's last name, O'Toole. there's nothing there. 231 is Amistad. Nothing there. 233, deceased, crossed off, unknown, Jones. possibly the U.S. Army soldier whose uniform was stolen
we think that
and
could be
used
almost,
by Charles Widmore.
That could be almost anybody, though, Jones.
I know, right? Charles Widmore in 1954. 251 is Yaris. Nothing there. 272, Oralingo. Unknown. 282, Aguela. Unknown. 285, deceased crossed off, unknown. Jenkins, possibly Steve Jenkins, a survivor who died in the Flaming Arrow attack. 291, deceased crossed off, unknown. Domingo, nothing. 301, deceased crossed off, unknown. Mars, possibly Edward Mars, a survivor who died shortly after the crash.
Yeah.
Alive, possibly crossed off, unknown, is Littleton, possibly Claire or Aaron. 317 is Cunningham, possibly the U.S. Army soldier whose uniform was stolen by used by another in 1954.
Right.
But these are Jacob's people. Why would he have them killed? Interesting.
I have a theory on that.
Okay.
Well, it's not really, again, my theory. The theory that's out there.
321 is Fernandez, possibly Nikki Fernandez, was on board Flight 15, but later killed.
Was she on board? Well, I didn't see her at
first.
We
didn't know for sure until the third season.
Yeah, I didn't see her for a couple of years. I was like going, where'd she come from?
Oh, man. unknown, or 335, unknown cross off, unknown. Henderson, possibly Rose Nadler, the only known Henderson maiden name.
Well, there you go with Rose.
So there's your Rose.
Oh, cool.
Then there's 345 or 396, or 346, 396 is Grant. Nothing there. 761, deceased, crossed off, and unknown is Faraday.
How did they get all these? Daniel Faraday. How did they get all these names off that one scene?
It's called high definition. It's amazing.
I have it, but my eyes aren't high definition though.
There's a crossed off Chang. No number set with that yet. Possibly Pierre or Laura or Miles is listed separately under Strom. Garner, Goodspeed,
James,
which is any of the Goodspeeds: Horace, Amy, Olivia, and Ethan.
Right.
Lacombe, possibly Lacombe of the science expedition.
Mm-hmm.
Pickett, possibly Danny Pickett or Colleen Pickett, both killed.
I would say more Colleen. Danny was he was not candidate material.
Well, Colleen died, so then he became all irritable. No. Kind of what's happening with me right now.
He's kind of an irritable guy.
Maybe it's IBS.
It does cause irritability. Yes.
Sullivan.
Hurry up with this podcast.
It's crossed off. Possibly Sullivan, a survivor who died in a flaming arrow attack. And ZKY, not
these
really
people
fully
the,
done.
These people in the flaming arrow attacks had names?
I guess so.
They weren't
right.
Just log carrying people?
Stuart Rosinski or George Minkowski. ZKY. It's not getting the full thing on there. So that is on Lostpedia. Just
did you notice on
type
the
in candidates
when I watched the cave scene again where he first sees the thing and he brings the and Sawyer starts to walk around, there's like something in the back, like where the cave goes back a little bit. It almost looks like a Dharma symbol, giants, but just the bottom portion of it.
Really,
I froze it, but I go, it'll be on a screen cap if it is.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't. I don't have that technology. I couldn't find any of the screen caps people had. So
yeah,
it's probably I'm just seeing things. Probably just looking for something that's not there.
Probably. So you said you had a theory.
Well, I got some other things I saw in the episode.
Okay.
Again, they didn't mention Locke's mom. Locke didn't start work until 11:05.
Seems like a sweet job to me.
So, Locke, that's why you got fired. You're a little late. 11:05? Who starts work at 11:05?
I don't know.
Unless he didn't reset his watch back from his trip to Australia.
It's possible.
And it wasn't 11:05. Let's see. Sawyer said to ML... when he first encounters Locke, or M-I-L, who are you? Because you can't be Locke. Locke was scared, even when he was pretending not to be scared.
Uh-huh.
So Sawyer can read people.
Yes, he
can. I guess
can.
Being a con man. So do you believe that Locke was always scared?
I believe that. I think that works well with what we know.
Okay. And then the doctor's office, when Locke called the doctor's office, there was no voicemail. It went straight to a receptionist answered right away. Dr. Shepherd's office.
I guess he has good reception.
I don't know. I've been dealing with a doctor for the last couple of months, and it takes me hours to talk to a human being. I'm just pointing that out.
Oh,
so,
man.
Then also, I mentioned that I thought we saw Desmond in the photo. I've not been able to confirm that. A lot of people have tweeted sent emails, and this was the first email I read. I thought it was Desmond in the picture, too, in the temp's office. I'm glad you said something because I thought I was going crazy, and that's from Rebecca. So I have not been able to confirm it. I'm hoping to confirm it.
I don't think it is.
Because it's part of the contest, and then I'm going to have to listen to that. So until I can confirm it, well, I'll
get. What was the Desmond part again? I forget.
Well, we see Desmond.
We did see Desmond.
In this episode, we didn't see Desmond.
Oh, it's every episode. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Every episode. It counts. And remember, it could be a photo. If there's a photo of Desmond, it counts.
But I don't think that's a photo of Desmond.
Well, I will find out. I will dig and
that's
do the investigation.
Smart,
but here's the thing I have.
Okay.
That came up. Again, it's not my. I'm sure I've read this somewhere. I believe that Min and Locke and Jacob are the same person. They're one and the same.
Uh-huh. So they're like split personalities of each other?
Right. Jacob, the good Jacob, wants to keep the... And I now believe that the island is more than just dirt. I've changed my opinion on this whole thing.
In 2 days, you've changed your opinion?
In one night, I changed my whole opinion. Because the island, for it to survive, needs people on it.
Why, though?
I haven't figured that part out.
Okay.
Because, well, now it's up. There's no one on the island, and it's sitting at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Do we see it sitting at the bottom of the ocean?
But I think people are better off without the island.
They might be. But Min and Locke, the reason he can't leave is as long as there's people there, he has to be there to protect them and the people on the island to keep the island going. Good Locke, good Jacob, keeps bringing people to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Min and Locke, the only way he can get off the island is so everyone either leaves or dies. But he can't kill anybody. Every time he kills someone, he gets punished somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He can't, because he would just be smoky and go kill everyone he wants, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because why would Jacob bring Locke to the island as a candidate if Locke was just eventually going to kill him? That never made sense.
Locke wasn't going to kill him. It wasn't Locke that killed him.
But
Locke's, it was Ben.
But Locke set up the whole thing in motion.
But it wasn't Locke that set the whole... It was Man and Locke doing it.
I know, but...
It was that telling... Because Christian Shepherd...
But then when,
who we can assume was the smoke monster, or Man and Locke, or right. Esau, or whatever, told Locke that he had to die. He was just... He was playing Locke that whole time.
But he also might have been playing Ben. Maybe that's why Ben...
That's what I'm saying. He was playing Ben, too.
Maybe that's why...
Jacob.
Maybe why Ben got cancer is because Jacob allowed him to have cancer. So he would die and not be able to kill him. Maybe that's why he allowed Saeed to kill him, but then he brought him back to life.
Even that, then Jacob knew he was going to be killed because he knew the whole thing to give Hurley the guitar case with everyone's list in there and what they had to do and their whole entire game plan. And he knew that Hurley can see dead people, so that's how he can still talk to Hurley because Hurley talks to dead people.
Also,
I'm saying Jacob knew this was coming.
I know. But
which goes into your theory that they're the same person.
They're the same person.
That's how he knew.
Because he's fighting split with his inner self. He wants off the island, but he doesn't want off the island. He's got a split personality. That's why the writers never gave him a name. So we just sit here and keep debating who this guy is.
Uh-huh.
He's Jacob. And he can't get off. He cannot get off the island. He can't be free until everyone is either killed or off the island. So he's... Like, he told Ben to kill all the people in Otherton. All the Dharmanisha people. He told him to kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
He can't kill them, but if he gets him to kill them, and then they go hide the temple, he can't get in the temple to... That's why he's worried about Saeed. Because Saeed can kill all the people in the temple, right? That's why they're worried about that. But they can't kill him. I know I'm not making sense because I was up late doing this. But why would he kill Echo? Because Echo was not going to do... What Echo wasn't afraid of him. He wasn't going to be able to use Echo...
Uh-huh.
So he got mad, had a hissy fit, and killed him.
Yeah.
Why'd he kill the pilot? Because the pilot brought the more people to the island.
Uh-huh.
So he was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Or because it was Seth Norris and not Frank Lapidus.
Yeah.
It could have been that too.
Uh-huh.
So I think he was upset because it never made sense why he killed the pilot.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he kill other people?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he go see Locke and not kill Locke?
Exactly.
Why does he chase after people sometimes and not do it?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not supposed, you are not supposed, you know the rules. You're not supposed to kill him, meaning you can't kill yourself. He killed Jacob. He can't, if you kill yourself, you're just reborn in someone else. He can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
You getting this?
Kind of. You're losing me a little bit.
I know I'm losing. I'm going to get a lot of emails, which is something I don't need. But if someone can help out, because I haven't really sat, I need to go down and find time to watch all these episodes again and figure it out. But I really think that's what it is that the island is alive as long as people are alive on the island. as soon as everyone's off the island, either dead or leaving on their own,
mm-hmm.
it's like, why would you keep people from leaving the island? It never made sense. Why would you keep
But how do people being on the island keep it alive? I don't get that.
I don't understand. I don't have that part. I don't have that part worked out. But I'm trying to figure out, why would it be a big deal about, what are you protecting?
Yeah.
What are you protecting from the island? Why does this guy want everybody off the island? And why does Jacob keep bringing people to the island?
Mm-hmm.
Because the island needs to have people, and he needs to get to be free. So it's Jacob and Men in Black are the same guy. That's why we never got their name.
Okay.
Bottom line. I'm sure I'm wrong. But it's not like someone else said that theory out there that Men in Black and Jacob are the same guy. But I never really believed in it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I do. I believe they're the same guy. That's why we never got their name.
All right.
They're the same guy.
All right. So that is the last thoughts that we have on this episode before we go into the next week's episode.
I think I should get a book.
What kind of book? Oh, you want to? No, because you didn't fill it out at all. You just gave ideas. You didn't finish it.
I told you. I was off the top of my head. I got up and I wrote. Look at my, you know, my handwriting's bad anyway. Look at this handwriting. I woke up and wrote it all down. Look how bad that is.
Get a life. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what Lost does. That's what Lost does to us true Lost fans. It makes us crazy.
I'm kidding.
But I've almost been fighting with myself. Well, no, that doesn't work. Why'd he do this? There's so much. But that's how smart these writers are. And I'm not kissing their backside. I think if that's the case, it's pure genius not to give that guy a name. Mm-hmm. So we spend 9 months trying to figure out who that guy is when he's just been Jacob the whole time.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense. Why would Michael, getting off on a raft, why would you stop him? Let him go. But Jacob, you know, Jacob told us
because he wants to have new candidates.
Well, I understand that, but
But he's not losing everybody.
But the more people are going to want to leave.
I don't know. He needs some more work on this one.
I know, but Jacob, you know, but like Richard, it's so confusing. But that's what Lost. I wish we had another season to figure this out.
All right, Jack, we got to get into our sponsor for today's episode before they get mad at us. You ready to get into that?
No, I want to talk more about
that. Because they said first 15 minutes and we're at 30 minutes. So
I apologize.
So let's get into the ad from our sponsor. Then we're going to get into next on Lost.
Well, they should know no one listens to the first 15 minutes anyway.
Here we go. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out the service. One audiobook to consider is The Satanic Verses by Salman Rushdie. It was actually featured in the pilot episode, and I think a lot of what's going on in that book kind of parallels what's maybe going on between Man and Locke and Jacob. But now that Jack has this crazy theory, I don't even know. But I think this is more on target than whatever you're trying to say.
Getting this book will help clarify what I couldn't.
Between good and evil.
Right.
But so you can get this free audiobook by going to audiblepodcast.com/lost. Once again, that's audiblepodcast.com/lost.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost, the TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost, Lost on Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time. We have a new episode coming up this week.
Oh, this does. We didn't mention contains spoilers.
Oh yes, this. You know, but I'm not reading any of the guest stars' names
because that ruined it for me last week.
I don't think it ruined it that bad for you.
I knew she was going to be on it, so it ruined it for me.
Yeah, but you didn't know, like, what capacity. You didn't know how it was
going
to be.
Oh, when I saw her wearing it, I'm like going, come on, Peg, just help her out. Help the guy out. Just laying in the water.
All right, well, this one is titled Lighthouse.
Hmm.
And it's a Hurley must convince Jack to accompany him on an unspecified mission, and Jen stumbles across an old friend. On last Tuesday.
Oh, I wonder who that's going to be.
Yeah, we don't know that one.
Well, he's got his foot caught in a bear trap. Yeah. So let's see.
I
don't think it's going to be Claire. No, I don't think it's going to be Claire.
Okay.
That's too easy.
Tuesday, February 23rd, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the ABC television network. It was written by Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse and directed by Jack Bender. So that's the big crew right there.
The head honchos, the three amigos.
this one isn't good. You can just Twitter at Damon Lindelof at Damon Lindelof and at Carlton, I think, underscore Cuse.
Yeah. Give him a piece of your mind. Say, hey, what's up? Well, you know, something for the effort.
Damon's a little, he doesn't hold anything back, though, on the Twitter. He lets it known, his feelings.
Yeah, you know, it's his show, his baby. You know, he's protecting his child.
I agree. I'm just saying it's funny.
It is funny. He's got a pretty quick, he's got a sharp tongue.
Yes, he's got a quick wit.
Quick wit. I don't know. I did see a preview for this.
Really, the preview that I saw on ABC didn't have much in it, so I was pretty cool.
I saw a preview with, you want me to tell you what it was?
No, I don't want to see it. Okay. I won't tell you. Good.
It was with Jack and Hurley. But it's Thanks. You know, they're together.
Well, yes. I do know this is
going to... Blame Lindelof. He's the one that, you know, told me about it.
This is still following the season one of Centric episodes.
Wrong.
And this one will be a Jack Centric
episode. You think we'll get a tear out of Jack in this episode?
I think so.
We've seen Sawyer cry. And who would have thought we'd ever see Sawyer? Did Sawyer ever cry before?
Yeah. Yeah, he's cried before.
Not like that.
He cried in the first episode. He cried last episode.
Yeah. But I mean, like that? Cried like that? Now, we've seen Kate cry before.
Okay, how about this, Jack? This little question. Okay, so LAX, SpaceX, we theorized about that for months, and we weren't right. How about, and Substitute, nobody got it right. What Kate does, there was nothing really there to do anyway. So Lighthouse, what do you think?
I think there's a lighthouse. I think it's going to be a lighthouse.
A lighthouse where, on the island or off the island?
Oh, that's a good one. I think it's going to be on the island.
On the island?
I don't know where this lighthouse has been, but maybe it was covered up by some... have we seen a lighthouse
on the island? Because so far, all the episode titles have been off the island related.
Then it's going to be off island.
You're going to say it's still sticking with the off island stuff?
No, I'll say on island. Well, have we seen a lighthouse on the island?
No.
Okay, I don't remember.
No, there hasn't been a lighthouse, so...
And why would you have a lighthouse if this island wasn't weren't supposed to find it anyway, so...
It's true.
You'd want them to crash on the beach.
So you're saying off-island
unless related? Good Jacob built a lighthouse for the boats, but bad Jacob tore it down.
Bad Jacob.
So it's the whole thing about Jacob. It's the whole thing about, that's why he threw away the white rock.
Uh-huh.
He was no longer good. He's just evil Jacob.
Okay.
Still working on this theory.
Yeah. Needs a little more work.
Yeah.
All right. So Jack, you ready to get some listener feedback?
Let's do it, officer.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Today we're looking into emails and phone calls. So, Jack, why don't you start us off with the emails?
I will do that.
Do that.
Little blonde boy. This is from Jennifer from Ohio. That's what it says.
That's what he said. That.
Jen from Ohio.
Okay.
Jen, what if the blonde boy isn't Aaron? Uh-huh. What if it's Desmond's son, Charlie?
Oh.
I'm sure it's a stretch, but it would be crazy if it were true.
I like that.
So that's another one I haven't heard yet. That's a good one. That's Charlie. I was thinking it could be Jake. What's his name?
Jacob? Like no, we've Carl. Already said. Oh, Carl?
With the bloody hand. If he just had a water bottle in his hand, it could have been Carl.
Yeah, but no, I like the Charlie.
I never thought about Charlie.
It's Charlie Hume.
Hmm.
Or Charlie Widmore, depending on how that one went.
Right.
Oh, now it's my turn.
I'm just sitting here waiting for you.
This next one, Sawyer-Man-in-Lock Theory. Clearly, Man-in-Lock is trying to manipulate Sawyer, but we don't know for sure why. I think that the only way he can really go home is to make sure that all the names on Jacob's list are crossed off, i.e. dead. Since Man-in-Lock can't kill the 815ers directly, I think he's going to try and manipulate Sawyer into killing them. Not sure if Sawyer would even do it, but he's a broken man now. Love the show, guys. Scott in Chicago.
I agree with everything, but he has to kill everybody on the island.
Yeah.
Now, what about Sawyer? Now, he would kill Jack. I see him have no problem shooting, but why would
out of all of them, I see, yeah.
He wouldn't shoot Jen.
He wouldn't shoot Kate.
Well, no, he wouldn't shoot Kate.
No matter what, he always has a soft spot for Freckles.
But, you know, he hasn't been calling her. What has he been calling her? Kate. He no longer loves her because she's Kate now, not with some goofy name.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it would be a dark...
He wouldn't kill Hurley.
It'd be a dark change for Sawyer because... You know, I think last year he definitely came out of his shell as, you know, a kinder, gentler Sawyer.
Yeah, kinder, gentler Sawyer.
But you kill his wife wanting to propose to fiance, he turns into a cranky guy. There's a theme here.
I get it. Some people are cranky and that's all there is to it. Some people sit up all night trying to think of crazy theories that may or not be true to add to their email count.
Yeah, so
going for a record here, that's what I'm going for.
That'd be a crazy dark turn if Sawyer had to be like the harbinger of death.
All right. This one's entitled Smoke Monster Ben. Hey guys, I have a question for you harking back to season 4, episode 9, The Shape of Things to Come. When Ben went below the Dharma House and called the Smoke Monster, Flock MIB, to defeat the mercenaries, given what we know now, are you falling asleep over there, Jay?
No, I just had a yawn, so I was
would Team Ben, Jacob, others be able to call upon the monster at their choosing and control him? Based on how fearful everyone is of him in season 6, it seems that there must be no way to control him. What changed?
Well, I think, because that is bringing up a good question, because it Ben summoned the smoke monster. So,
because there's two guys controlling the monster. Hold on.
I don't think it's so much he controls him. I think whatever he did sent a signal to Manonlock to swoop in and save the day. Because if he's a security system, if this is what Jacob intends for Esau, Man in Black, Manonlock, then there has to be some kind of system set in place. And, you know, maybe he's playing the part at times, but then sometimes he isn't because, you know, he's sick of it. He wants to go home.
This was also helping my theory of why everyone need to be killed off the island is because Widmore can't come back, right?
Supposedly.
He can't come back probably until everyone's dead. The mercenaries were sent there to kill everybody on the island.
Good question. Good pose.
To kill everybody on the island.
Good pose there.
So maybe the smoke monster is good and bad. So when the monster, I don't know. There's something there I'm messing. So if someone, person out there, just one. If I get 100, I may be confused. But if one person,
just tell them to tweet you it, so then you have to worry about getting the emails.
Oh, that's a good idea. But you can only tweet 140 characters.
Then do the forum spring.
Maybe I will. But I'm too busy answering emails. I can't goof around like you.
This one's... Hey, you got one job to do, okay?
It's an overwhelming job.
Cry me river. I'm going to start calling you... What's his name? Jay Cutler. That's what it is. There we go.
I got to have a Jay Cutler blast. Someone said yesterday, why do you hate Jay Cutler? I go, I'm a Charger fan. It's a rule. You have to hate him.
Oh, man. All right. This Man in Lock merging with Lock? I think there was a reveal that happened with the Man in Lock that might prove to be a bit of foreshadowing. When he talked to the boy in the jungle and the boy told him he could not kill someone, Man in Lock said, "Don't tell me what I can't do," which is a John Locke line. I wonder if Locke's traits are merging with Man in Lock's. Why else would he use the same exact line? Seemed to be an intentional reveal to let us know that there is something happening there. Thanks, Jason R., in Seattle.
I would agree 100% if Sawyer was able to go behind and choke him. I think then that you would see Locke.
It's a good point because he's stuck in that body. He's stuck in that form.
Right.
In the human form, anyway. For some reason, we don't know yet for sure, as Alana said. So it would be interesting if John Locke's traits are merging with fake Locke.
I could see that being the case.
Yeah.
But also, it goes, why didn't he just kill Richard? Richard wouldn't go with him. Why didn't he kill him? Because he can't kill people on the island. Something happens to him every time he kills somebody. He gets punished somehow. I don't know how, but the island. I don't know how, but the
because
why?
Wait, it's like, why can't he kill him? Because he can't kill people on the island. But when he kills them,
no, he has killed before. We saw him kill Echo.
I think
we saw him kill the pilot.
He doesn't want to kill him yet. It's part of his plan, and we just have to wait and see.
If you want off the island. And you're the protector of the island.
Because it's for a reason he can't kill him. But I don't think it's because he can't kill him.
I think there's a reason.
He's killed people at will.
Maybe if you kill someone on the island, like you kill Echo,
uh-huh.
It brings more people to the island.
Yeah.
I don't know. So maybe that's his punishment.
It could be.
Because Jacob keeps bringing people out, and his alter ego keeps bringing people, the good part of him keeps bringing people. I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, you're just, you're a mess. I mean, you stayed up all night for this.
That's what I was thinking about, all night. All night.
All right.
From Tuesday night up until Wednesday morning, I had to go to work. I'm like going, okay, can I help you? I can help you. Man in Lock's master plan theory.
Okay.
This is from Alex. I think Man in Lock's master plan is to remove all candidates so that they will not be the new Jacob. As part of the rules, he can't kill a candidate himself, so he must turn them against each other. Which
yeah,
we've
kind
seen
like the Sawyer thing, manipulating Sawyer.
He got Sawyer on his side already. I don't think Sawyer will think twice about killing Jack to get off the island. If there's no one left to replace Jacob, then the game is over, and Man in Lock is finally free. Well, I think once the island, because that's why the island sank. Everyone's off the island.
I don't know about
it.
I think
it killed
whatever.
The island.
I guess the bomb killed the island. It wasn't so much the people left.
Well, everyone was off. Everyone was dead in that time.
It was
time
blown
zone.
Up.
Because didn't Richard say everybody died?
Well, okay, for why the island's underwater.
Remember,
this
Richard
is,
said everyone died.
This is my theory, and I think I've heard other people say it too. Is that the reason why it's under? Did we talk about this with Jorge and Beth when at breakfast? I feel like we did. Maybe.
I don't know. I was eating waffles and pancakes and stuff. I don't.
The island is on a pocket of magnetism.
Right.
So it's not really anchored into the ground.
Right.
And that's how it moves.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I do remember
when
this
the bomb neutral. Was this with Harry and Beth? I feel like it was.
It was with someone over there. I remember now. It was with Locke and Helen when we took their photo on the beach.
No.
We were talking to them about it.
Was it them? So, but then the bomb neutralized, you know, the magnetism or whatever, so then it just sank.
That could be it. That could be the most logical answer. But that is that as much fun as thinking, all right, if everyone goes off the island, somehow the island loses its life. And but that's why the babies, that's why you can't have, because the bad Jacob has been killing off mothers and not reproducing because he doesn't want any more children. He doesn't want any the island reproducing itself. Not the island, but the people on the island reproducing. It's all part of the game to get off the, he doesn't care. It's a game between themselves. I'm telling you right now. Not themselves, himself.
This one's called Why Kate is 108.
Ooh, I like it.
Hey, guys. Great show. Just finished your 5.5 podcast on The Substitute. I agree with Jack that Kate is 108. And I tweeted Jack this after the episode aired last night.
You know what? This person's getting a book.
Likely while you guys
I'm
were
serious.
Recording
this person
the podcast.
Gets a book.
Then you're going to encourage people to disagree with everything you say.
I'm not like that.
Sure.
We don't have one today. This person gets the book.
That's shady. We're recording a podcast at star SR Starbird 73. And here's why. Number one, first, Kate rhymes with eight.
There you go.
Then why won't she be eight? Two, she's sitting in the Mary Magdalene position in the Lost Last Supper picture.
There you go.
There are theories out there that she was Jesus's wife. This could be a clue. Why always we always wonder who will Kate pick? But maybe it isn't her choice. Maybe it is who chooses her. Jack and Sawyer being the likely two final candidates, and then the victor chooses Kate, and they become Adam and Eve. That may be a stretch. Then again, maybe Jack and Sawyer become Jacob / Man in Black, which seems to be one of the big theories.
Right.
Number three.
It's the most common theory out there right now.
We see her in a maternal role throughout the series, specifically toward Claire. She's the mother of the island. Number four, there is a reason that women couldn't have kids on the island. Maybe she could fix this. What do you think?
I like it.
And regarding number 42, being a Quan, it has to be Jin. Sun is not a Quan, but a Pike. If my theory of Kate being the mother of the island, she would need a father of the island. Sun wouldn't work as a father, plus she did not flash back to 1977. It all fits. Jay, accept it.
All right. This one.
Thanks, guys, and keep the great work.
You're going to get the Lost Gospel according to Lost book.
Here's another thought. Maybe the pop-ups before calling LAX a season 5 episode was a nod to you guys and that you are in season 5? I don't think so, but thank you.
What, our fifth season?
It. Yes.
That's another one.
Is the person doing the typing was listening to your podcast at the time and looked down and saw you're on season 5, so maybe they are too. I know, crazy. Anyway, talk/tweet/ listen to you soon. Sean.
All right. They're getting the book. We have to get someone this week. We have plenty of them.
That's not fair, because this has to go the one we pick for
listening
to the week.
Well, that's a great theory, though.
It's just no, it's backing not. Up your
but,
theory.
No, but it backed up better than I did, so it's better.
I think it's tacky.
You think it's tacky? You don't think we should do it? I've already said it. So, I can't go back and stop.
Well, if you guys have complaints about it, talk to Jack. I don't think it's fair.
Well, just don't send me an email. Just tweet me and say I'm a jerk. I can live with that. I can't take any more emails.
All right, Jack, ready to get into the phone calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Krista from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just finished watching the last episode, and I don't know if somebody's already called in this thing, but my theory is that it's not Jacob's cave, because Jacob lived in the temple. I think it's Men in Locke's his place, and those are his numbers that he's scratching out as he's killing them. So he's killed or taken over Locke's body. That's why he can scratch him out. And all those other names, he's slowly gotten rid of them. So once he gets rid of all of these people, then he can be free. Okay. Enjoy your show. Thanks. Bye.
Jay and Jack, what's up? It's Jared in Alabama. Wanted to throw one thing out there. Are we all convinced that Jacob is a good guy here? I mean, I know that sounds crazy to say, but think about it from this way. Dogen and the others, I guess the other others, super others, they were going to kill the Losties, no questions asked. The only reason they didn't is because they saw the list from Jacob or whatever the note was. We assume it was the list. It doesn't sound like very good people to me. What is Man in Locke's motive? I mean, it's not to take over the world. It's not to really do something evil to stop. All he wants to do is get off the island, at least from what we know right now. He's got no other ulterior motive in that. So, you know, I don't necessarily see where that's makes him a villain. If you remember back in season one, when Alex's boyfriend was with the others in that room, he was being brainwashed by that video that was, you know, Jacob loves you, Jacob's all this. You remember that? That, you know, that doesn't necessarily sound like what the good guy normally does, in my opinion. And also, we forget that the others who are supposedly on Jacob's side, you know, they're the ones that stole Russo's baby and were stealing these kids and doing all these experiments. It just sounds to me like Jacob, his only motive, and he is obsessed with protecting the island and making the island a great place to live, whether it be being able to have children or whatever. So, you know, that doesn't necessarily sound like a quote-unquote good guy to me. So as of right now, I'm in the middle of thinking who the good guy and who the bad guy is here, and I think that's brilliant writing. But love your podcast, love your show, and you know, look forward to hearing the next show end of this week. Talk to you soon, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is LJ from Maryland. I have another theory real quick, and I would just love to hear your thoughts from it. Ever since the Flash Sideways have begun, we begin to see more people who are on the island having some sort of deja vu when they see other people from the islands or, you know, other items such as, you know, Aaron's stuffed animal. And I have a theory, and I don't really think I've heard it from anybody, so I'm just going to throw this one out here, that I don't believe that anybody's talking about the constant yet, which is, you know, the whole idea, even what Faraday and Desmond was going through in order for them to help remember. And maybe this Flash Sideways has constant variables in it that would kind of keep people within the deja vu realm, which would actually keep them intertwined with the idea of what's in their mind and what's been going on with the island, and that actually keeps them kind of within the boundaries of it's their destiny or where they need to go or how they need to play it out. So I'm interested in hearing your thoughts and whether or not y'all have any answers for it, and hopefully I'll hear from them soon. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you for those shows.
LJ,
for the shows. Thanks for the calls.
Thanks for the show. Really big show. LJ, we don't provide answers. No. We're like the show itself. We just ask more questions. Just give you more questions.
No, we just make theories that don't make any sense.
But I'm working on it. So it's a work in progress. So what about the constants? Would Helen be Locke's constant?
Constant.
Constant.
Yes.
I read something interesting somewhere. I don't know if it was an email. I don't know if it was on a message board. I've been all over the place the last couple of days, as you can tell. Someone said that when Locke fell on the, when he made the leap off the ramp onto his grass and found the sprinklers and sees Helen, remember when he saw the boar ran him over and he was laying there kind of unconscious, and he was, you know, kind of laying there with Kate and Michael. Yeah.
And Rockabout.
He came up saying Helen. So is that kind of the same scene? Was that going back to that?
Possibly.
I read that. That was pretty interesting. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
That is pretty interesting.
So, yeah, I really don't know what's going on with these Flash sideways yet. I'm still working on the other theory. I can't solve the world's problems in one day. I just can't. It's going to take me into the week.
Yeah, I think the constants are going to go into play for these Flash sideways, and
because that
and
was the
pulling,
biggest, that was
pulling
one of the
these
biggest
two stories
episodes.
Together. I think these two stories have to come together, and the real Locke has to come back, and all's going to be well in the world.
Well, that was the biggest one of their biggest episodes. And they can't just leave it hanging out there like it was a nothing episode.
What episode?
Constance. That was one of their
The Constant.
Whatever it was. The Constance.
You still put an S at the end. It's just Constant.
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 Constance. I don't care. I say what I want. I do what I want.
A
whatever
constance
it is.
Is something you put in your arteries.
Well, maybe that's what I need.
Oh, man. All right.
Anyways. Anyway, then Jared. Great call. I think that's what it is, though. That was brilliant writing on the writer's part, going back to, is Jacob just the same guy? That was another one of my case arguments. Is he good or is he bad? Is he good or is he bad? The writers did that on purpose. Everyone's been arguing that. We argued it. I think we both agree that he was...
Oh, yeah. I think we are both on the side that
he's
Jacob's
not
bad.
That he's not a great guy. But maybe he is good, and maybe he is bad, because he's just the one guy.
Well, I mean, if they're going with, like, the God and... devil side of things, you know, like Old Testament God, he did a lot of mean things to people.
Yeah.
So I mean, so Jacob could be doing these.
Sometimes
mean things
you wake up
like
on the wrong side
of
the bed.
Cause. But and you know, and at the same time, you could definitely kind of see a lot of the Lucifer side of things with Man and Locke, with, you know, making it seem like he's not such a bad guy, and this is a pretty good deal you got going here, so let's go this way, you know?
I'm telling you, it's the same guy.
It's
going to turn out to be
it's
going to be it's split personality, because I think they were telling us with Desmond. Right. I think what happened was Jacob killed his partner.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like Desmond killed Kelvin. And then he was stuck doing that. He was doing that hatch by himself over and over. And what was happening to him? He was kind of going a little crazy.
Yeah.
He was going a little batty, brother. He was going.
So then eventually he just became crazy and made two personalities?
Yeah, I think eventually, if they wouldn't have opened up that hatch.
Okay, then how do you explain them physically being in two different places at the same time?
Have we seen that?
Yes, when Locke was standing there and Jacob was standing there and Ben saw both of them.
That's a work in progress. Maybe maybe it's something in the temple, you hallucinate. I'm still working on it. I still think that's why they... That's why Desmond, they should, that held that whole scene with Desmond. It's just brilliant writing, fantastic. And then Christy, that it's not Jacob's cave, it's Men in Locke's cave, and he's crossing off the people that he's killing off. I like that, if that's the case.
Yes.
But it could be he's killing off, because, again, I think it's the same person.
All right, let's get into the next set of calls, Jack.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Josh from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Just rewatching the episode, and I noticed something. When Locke, or fake Locke, is talking to Richard, he says, Richard asks, what do you want from me? And Locke says, what I've always wanted, you to come with me. So what I'm thinking is maybe this, is that when the Black Rock arrived to the island, Jacob and the man Locke gave the people a choice to whose side they want to be on. And they ended up just going with Jacob and ended up becoming part of his group. And now that Man and Locke trying to recruit people, maybe that's where it's going to come into effect. That's what I thought. All right, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Matt. I just had a quick theory I was wanting to throw at you. I'm sorry, I'm from Tennessee. First-time caller, if you can't tell. Anyway, my theory is that the numbers corresponding to our losties are the order in which they're going to die. So, like, Locke was number 4, and he's dead. So I guess that would mean Hurley would die next, although I don't think that would happen real soon. But my theory is that the last person in the list will be the new Jacob, which would be 42, which would be Quan. And I think that it's neither son nor Jen, but is actually their daughter, who wouldn't have been born unless Jacob had touched them and sent them to the island. So that's my theory. Ji Young is... the new Jacob. All right.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Tom from Cleveland calling. long-time listener, first-time caller, and I don't know why I'm the only one who really didn't enjoy the last episode as much as everybody else did, but I'm going back and rewatching it and taking the Jack theory and trying to give it six or seven more shots. So, but there's two things I don't understand people not picking up on. The first one is, if there is that missing number and we feel that it can't be Kate or a girl who's sent to be a candidate to follow in Jacob's footsteps, then it's got to be another boy that's part of, or male, as part of the Oceanic Six. And that would be Claire's son, Aaron. So maybe Littleton is the missing number. And the other thought is, I don't understand why people aren't considering the fact that Man and Locke seeing the vision of the boy with the bloody hands and the bare feet isn't a vision of his doomed past, where he may have killed that young boy and is now being seen as Echo was being seen as having to face redemption for doing something like that. And because he's facing that, he's fearful of the repercussions and what's going to happen to him. And we all know a war is coming, but does he sense now that he doesn't have the upper hand and therefore he needs to recruit the strong people like Sawyer and some of the other candidates so that instead of following in Jacob's footsteps, these candidates now are on his side? Interested to hear what you guys think. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andy White from Bakersfield, California. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller, and I just had a few things. One, I think that we're going to find out that Jacob is more of the Dread Pirates Roberts-type character from The Princess Bride, in that this is not the first, the Jacob that we saw die is not the first Jacob to inhibit that power or whatever Jacob's deal is, and that he was reaching retirement, and that's why he had all the numbers up in that cave, because he was looking for a new person. And second of all, I think that Jacob had given up on Locke as a candidate before dying and before going back to get Hurley, to tell Hurley to get on the Ajira flight to come back to the island, because in the same time frame we see Ben kill Locke. And if Jacob wanted Locke to survive and come back to the island and be a real candidate, he would have made sure that Ben did not kill Locke. But we see, you know, him in that same time, and he lets Locke die. So I think he had already given up on Locke and hadn't gone back to the island and crossed out his name, and that's why Matt and Locke, or whatever you want to call him, did it. Those are my theories, and I'm sticking to them. Have a nice day. Bye.
Hey, this is Ben German from Atlanta, Georgia. I had a theory. The Quan that they're looking for number 42 is actually, since Jacob touched both Sun and Jin, it's actually the baby. And where did Locke get his box from? He worked at a box factory, so I think they provided it. So, all right, that's my theory. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Did they charge him for the box?
No, I think it's part of his severance package.
You think so?
It's part of his severance package.
You don't get a week's pay, you get a box.
It's a high-caliber box, though. Put a lot of things in it.
That's true, and he did. A lot of people think that, you know, I think we had Matt, you know, said the same thing, that it could be Jiyoung. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It could be.
I think that's better than Jacob is a split personality. And
I think you guys are going to all be sorry when I can have more time to think about it and work everything out.
Okay.
That's why he had to bring him back to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob needed him to come back. His other ego is happy they got off the island. Get off the. You know, you got to bring him back. It's confusing, but you have to understand. Andy, I don't think I've ever seen The Princess Bride.
Really? How did you never see The Princess Bride? It's an amazing movie.
You've never seen it? You asked me if I'd seen it. I go, I don't remember seeing it. I might have. I don't know.
It's ones I have to see. It's like
I'm going to have to see it.
I have to see that movie.
Don't send me hate mail. I will have to see it. But
at least I've seen Wayne's World.
I've seen Wayne's World, yeah. Andy, I think that, yeah, he did give up on Locke a long time ago.
Who did?
Jacob.
Oh, yes.
And then Tom.
Well, not so long ago, but recently.
At birth. He said, this guy.
No, then he wouldn't be on there, so he would have crossed him off earlier.
He just forgot. He ran out of rocks to cross it off. And then Tom, you're the only person I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. Only person I've heard that didn't like the episode.
I know. There's always one.
I don't know if I have a rule. You have to watch it 6 or 7 times. Because there's
I one. I guess it's 2 times.
There's one episode of Lost I've only watched once.
Which one's that one?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on. Don't leave us in suspense.
You know which one it is.
All right, fine. Okay.
I think everybody knows. I think it's the only one we ever said, eh. Has something to do with Jack's tattoos. I'll just give you a hint. It was okay.
I've never seen that one twice either.
But I'll say this. I've said it again. Every episode of Lost is better than anything out there.
Yeah, exactly.
But that one kind of left me flat. And then Matt, you don't have to apologize for being from Tennessee.
Yeah.
There's not. We're all Americans. We're all human beings.
Exactly.
We all care about each other. So don't because he said, this is Matt. Oh, I apologize. I'm from Tennessee. So. I'm just giving you a hard time. I know you're just apologizing because you didn't say Tennessee first. Yeah, but it's okay. We're kind of in a wacky mood today because I got a split personality thing going on here. And then Josh, he said like to Richard, you want to come with me? You just get maybe they did have a choice if there were two, but maybe there were two at the time they see him. Maybe they're running into good Jacob, bad Jacob. So that whole thing going on.
And I like the theory that the kid that we saw is one of his victims, like Echo.
Maybe it was his partner that he killed off, and now he's...
All right, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this split personality. I'm done with it. I'm done.
What if I'm proven right?
Then you know what? If you are proven right...
It's not really... Okay, I've heard the theory before. I'm just backing it up.
Okay, so...
It's really not my theory.
If it's right and I'm wrong, you pick. What do I have to do?
Clean your room.
This isn't my room anymore.
Okay, get the stuff out of my house.
Come on, you got something better than that. Come on, something that's fun for everybody.
Fun for everybody. I don't know. We'll think about it.
All right. Okay. All right, Jack, you ready to get into the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. Great episode, great podcast. This is Lane from Tennessee. Here's my theory of the week. Now, from the beginning of Lost, we got the evil and the good, the backgammon game, the black versus the white. And if we're thinking about what Scripture talks about every man has a spiritual nature and a carnal nature, and they fight against each other, is it possible that the man in black or the man in lock, Deadwood guy, and Jacob are the same person, but one is the goodness inside of him and the other is the evil, which is why one tried to kill the other? They've been playing this game, pulling these pawns in to try to kill the other one so they can take over and have full control. That's why the man in lock keeps saying, I want to be set free once and for all. And the whole show kind of plays on this. You have the Jack that's addicted to painkillers versus the Jack the hero. Kate, who wants to help and be a good person, versus the one who kills her dad. Sawyer, who is a really good, caring person, but also the con man. Saeed, who wants to be a good person, but he's also a torturer. Hurley, who thinks he has bad luck, but he really has good luck. Could all of this be the two dueling natures or desires inside of each individual person? Therefore, the island is that mirror image of who you think you are and who you really are. Just a suggestion, and is it possible that Jacob finally gets to come back and once and for all overthrow the evil side of him? Remember he said everything's progress, it only ends once. Sooner or later they're going to try to find a way for either evil or good to control the island and to have that control. Just a theory, my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Hey guys, love the podcast. Keep it up. Thanks.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Chinny from Boston, and I have a Lost theory for you. If Jacob is looking for a replacement, according to Man and Locke, then it stands to reason that there may be a replacement for Richard. And since Kate's name was prominent as a replacement for Jacob on the cave wall, there were some allegations that Richard had spent time in chains, and Kate has spent an inordinate amount of time in chains. So that maybe she's the replacement, would be the number two in command in the new island structure. All right, thank you. I appreciate your time and look forward to maybe participating in the Jay and Jack show where we can address some past transgressions against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Brett from Utah. I'm calling to weigh in on this little kid we saw with the bloody hands. I don't know. I don't think he has any relevance. Maybe he's Aaron. Maybe he's Jacob. I think he might just end up being one of the spirits on the island. I think maybe part of being a candidate is being able to see dead people I think for sure the man in Locke can see dead people because he's kind of on that side with the dead people of the island. It seems like black, you know, dark versus light. Maybe he's, you know, some sort of, has some sort of connection to dead people. But it seems like almost every person that was listed as a candidate has already seen dead people on the island one time or another. Saheed, you know, well, I guess he saw Walt, who wasn't dead, but, you know, he's seen people on the island just like the other people. Jack saw his dad. Hugo's seen plenty of dead people. Kate saw a horse. You know, everybody's seen something on the island. Maybe being able to see, you know, things that necessarily aren't visible to other people makes you a candidate as well. Just thought I'd call and leave that. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. Jeremy from Boulder here. An amazing episode last week. My crackpot theory, The Flash Sideways is the epilogue of the show. Told traditionally, there would be no time to tell everyone's epilogue at once. It would take like 2 to 3 episodes tacked on at the end. So the on-island, well, like, futures and the epilogues of these characters are the Flash, or the current Flash Sideways, the happy endings for the Losties. That's it. Thanks.
All right, thank you for those calls.
That's how shows used to roll in the 70s, and they'd have epilogue chapter. They'd have, like, I think, like Cannon or Barnaby Jones epilogue, and they'd have a happy ending.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think, that the Flash Sideways are the happy?
Yeah, I've heard a couple theories like that, where it's that's the happy ending that we're seeing. But I don't know what to see. I think the two stories are going to smash into each other. So that from the beginning, I think we're going to stick with that one.
Well, you might as well, because you're really pretty horrible at this anyway. and then we have the next call, spirits, that the little kid is a spirit of the island, that you can see him, because if you can see him,
it's
if you're a
like
candidate.
It's qualifier that you see dead people.
You don't think so?
No, that's what I'm saying. Possibly.
Possibly.
But I think
it's going to be one of those things where we're banging our heads on the wall for this rest of the season trying to figure out who this kid is. We may never figure out who this kid is.
Yeah, we may not, but I feel the way they're growing this season, I think we'll find out.
And then next call, Kate.
Before we go, I like that kid maybe being a kid that he killed.
It's his partner. I think it's his partner.
I think it's his partner, but I think he may kill that kid and that kid haunts him or something. That's what I'm kind of thinking with that. But okay, good, continue.
And then Kate is the replacement. Maybe she...
For Richard, because Richard was in chains,
right?
As according to Man in Lock, and then Kate was in chains, and maybe that's
well. She was in
is.
Handcuffs, chains, handcuffs, same thing. Same thing.
But I could see that. Yeah.
And then Lane from Tennessee, who didn't apologize for being from Tennessee.
Well, you know what? At least he made sense of it.
Well, you know what? I had some of that stuff written down.
Then why don't you say it?
Well, I was got carried away. I have so much stuff; it's like a mess that I wrote down. But no, Lane, you're
getting a book too.
You're getting a book too, Lane.
It's The Gospel According to Lost by Chris Say.
Yeah, send me your address. Send me an email with your address, and we're because that you actually laid it out perfectly. I wish I had heard the call before I rambled on with my theory.
Yeah,
well, not my theory, but it's a theory that's out there. But he's right. They've all had good and bad. Every one of them.
All right, okay.
So that's what's going on, guys. No need to keep calling him DWG or Men in Lock. His name it's Jacob. Good all Jacob, right. Bad Jacob, and the writers are brilliant. But we've solved it, so you might as well end Lost next week. We figured it out. It's done. Sealed.
Oh, man.
Good job, Lane. Thanks for making it a little more clear.
Yes, you know, that was way better
but
than
you know,
anything
the thing is, though, you didn't have someone button in when you're trying to...
I wasn't buttoning in.
When you're trying to give your thing. Well, that doesn't make sense. 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 Jack. I laugh when people say, I butt in. Have you listened to this kid?
Okay, first off, Jack, you are a world-renowned crackpot theorist, so you shouldn't... Have somebody just saying it doesn't make sense has never stopped you before.
No, I kept.
So if you really had your eggs in a row,
hold on a second.
This would have been a problem.
I kept going on. I kept going. I didn't stop, but I could. But you've seen my. I didn't type it out. I can't read my writing. But no, I think he was well rehearsed, and it's nice not having a brat kid interrupting you the whole time. But Lane, you are Lane from Tennessee.
Right now, you're gonna get bad reviews saying the laughing hyena interrupts him all the time. Thanks.
Well, that one I didn't get because I tell the bad jokes and you just laugh. So, yeah. But
they said the laughing guy did the bad jokes too.
So I don't have a bad laugh. You're the one with the bad laugh.
I have the bad laugh. You have the bad jokes.
There's some I go, yeah, I get it because they don't like the fluff. You know, you get the, I get it. You don't like that fun. I get it. I'm kidding. I don't care.
It's TV show. It's supposed to be fun.
I've gotten to the point. People ask me. I just don't care.
Yeah. Jack, do you have an update on the contest?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Here we go. Update contest time. The song.
Dude, yeah. Oh. I thought you were going
to jump the gun.
I thought you were going straight into it, man.
I'm making a segue.
You're saying, I'm tired. I want to go home.
I didn't say that.
I'm tired of doing this podcast.
Don't put words into my mouth.
Go ahead and give me a bad review. I don't care.
Oh, my God. All right.
I just made that up. You didn't say that. We went back and forth with the lock thing.
You went back and forth?
Back and forth with the lock thing.
Okay.
Did lock. Off-island lock. It has to count as off-island lock, not the guy walking around.
Well, it has to count as the real lock.
The real lock. And as far as we know, the guy walking around on the island,
that's not lock.
We saw the other guy get buried.
Yes.
So that's not real lock. Did he say, don't tell me what I can't do?
No.
Now, fake lock did. Other lock says, I was yelling, they couldn't tell me what I can't do.
Exactly.
So that does not count.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send me your hate emails and don't start a petition on the message board. It does not count. Jacob. We did see Jacob in this episode.
Yes, we did.
So he was going around touching people.
Just every time I say it, it's just like, man, it's just so not cool.
That's what he was doing. I
like every time a caller goes, so when Jacob touched the young girl, Kate, I'm like, God, this is so wrong.
It's so wrong. But this, you know, we don't write the show. Like Michael Emerson said in the interview, I didn't write it. And people ask, is he that funny? And Jay had met him before. He is. He is a very funny guy.
Very quick-witted, funny.
And if he had a theory, he'd probably be a little more coherent.
Probably.
He's very elegant, where I'm kind of all over the place.
Yes, he is yes, very well-versed.
Yes. He drinks tea. I don't. There, yeah.
He's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman.
A true gentleman.
Right. The dude count. It was two dudes for a total of 15 for the season. Okay. He double-duded.
15 is one of the numbers.
Yes, he double-duded. Lock. Dude.
Duded.
Double duded. And Desmond.
It's not him.
I have to confirm it first. I'm going to check my sources, which are nobody. But I'm going to check my sources, see if that was Desmond in that photo in the temp office. So I think it is, but right now, until I get 100% proof, a lot of people think it was, but Jay, negative Nancy, says, no, it's not Desmond.
And if you want to know what Ryan Ozawa's office looks like, it's that temp office.
Yes, that was it. I was going to say that next, but Jay spoiled me. We found that out when we had lunch.
There I go again, stepping on your lines.
With Ryan and Jen. Way to go, Jay Leno. you hate the guy, but you are Jay Leno. Maybe that's why you know what?
Maybe it's probably why I hate him.
I just figured it out.
Is that why I hate him?
You're actually Jay Leno.
I am.
You're the good Jay Leno and the bad Jay Leno. I get stuck with the bad Jay Leno.
As long as I'm done with it. We both have big heads, too. But he has a big old chin. I don't have the chin.
Not yet. Not yet.
All right, you ready to close up
the
show?
But you only have one car.
That's true. Yeah.
And he has a lot of money.
$5,000. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm the bad Jay.
Bad Jay.
All right, Jack.
I get stuck with the bad Jay.
You ready to close out the show?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
And Matt, I was just teasing you about the whole Tennessee thing.
Let's give us a call. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. 206-309-0311.
Call anytime with your last questions, comments, and your theories. Also, give us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. You hesitate there. I don't think you want people to know it now.
No, don't send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com. No, you don't want to send that. It's like using the Force, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
You do not want to send an email to thelostpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JNJack.
Or Crackpot Jack.
Or Luke Vank. And you also formspring me.
I think I'm going to have to go formspring.
At formspring.me/Luke Vank.
Now, do you have to answer these questions all day long or just...
You can answer them or not answer them. It's your choice. But I've been answering all of mine.
Well, you know what? So I need some help on the emails, so somebody better stop forespringing and help come over and help me on the emails.
What I'm doing is a better service to the world.
I like when some people say, oh, thanks, Jay. I've said this before. This is Jay's. Hey, good one. That's your response to get back from Jay.
No, it's
because
not
I'm dealing with the bad Jay. Also, our 30-hour autism speaks.
Listen, okay, back in the day... When I said, okay, can you start helping? And you said, okay, I'll do the emails. It wasn't that bad back then.
There were five a day. There were five a week.
So it's not my fault that your job has gotten harder and harder as time's gone on.
Oh, my God. People go, why are you so crazy? I don't sleep. I sit there with a computer. I walk around. I got a new little laptop I walk around with, and it never leaves my side.
I'm yes. typing all. It's actually fun, but I do get kind of confused on what's really going on because we get so many different theories on there. I go, wait, did that really happen?
But I still have to do all this crap with the production and everything.
Yeah, but I make it easy for you. I'm just smooth, just smooth, smooth. You know,
you're like butter. It's like butter.
Butter, like butter. I don't like when they joke around. I'm there to watch Lost and talk about Lost. They get off topic too many times.
All right.
Anyway, so the 30-hour podcast.
30-hour podcast.
Tad Stones. We're gonna have an auction.
Oh my God! I'm so bidding on this thing. It's mine.
I told you in the email. I'm keeping away from Jay. I let him touch it for a second. I said, and what did I say? Give it back.
I want it. It's so cool.
I was a little worried though because the box. It was nicely. It looked like someone had kicked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ceramic.
It's a Sideshow collectible statue, I think, and they're very
signed,
nice.
It's Darkwing Duck signed by Tad Stones.
The creator of Darkwing
creator
Duck.
Creator of Darkwing Duck.
So, I mean...
It's very cool.
Yeah.
But that's the latest thing we got donated, and if you heard the other shows, you heard that Ed Hockley was kind enough to send a few things, even though he hates Jay.
I had somebody form spring me about that today.
Really?
And they told me all of the Ed Hockley paraphernalia they already have.
I wonder who that was.
I wonder who it is, too.
I wonder... It was probably Ed.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. We also have a new guest lined
up.
Hey,
Ed, the next episode title is, gotcha.
Gotcha. We do have a new guest lined up. It's Bethany. She's got a long name. Like 18.
Beth Shady, I think.
Beth Shady, we can call her. Beth Shady Jones.
Simple enough for you?
Beth Shady Jones Smith Lee, something like that. We haven't worked out a time, but she's going to do it, and we're still working on it. Should I tell who the other guest is? I haven't had he has confirmed he'll do it. I haven't heard from his sister. I'm dying.
No, we can't.
I'm dying to say who it is.
Official.
I'm dying to say who it is. It's so I can't officially.
No, don't say it at all.
I can't officially say who it is.
All right. Let him be surprised.
All right. But I haven't officially figured it out yet.
So anyway.
Also, you can follow the contest on Twitter under
twitter.com/LostContest, and this is the Global Cash Card How Will It End contest. I retweeted pictures of the van that we picked up that's been
bus.
Turned into the Dharma van
bus
from Lost, and it looks great. It looks really good.
And the party it is Los Angeles. It is May 23rd, and we should have more information in the next few days.
Yes, we're working on the location.
As soon as we know, we will let you know.
And I was going to say something about that, but now I forgot.
Party.
Oh, the thing, I was looking at the picture of the van, and I realized, oh, man, I won't be able to win this because I don't know how to drive stick shift anyway.
God, you're the bad Jay. You just really are. Wouldn't you learn to get it?
If I got it, I would have to learn how to do stick shift.
I never wanted a Volkswagen bus, but ever since I've seen Lost and watched Hurley run over Ryan, not Ryan from the transmission.
No.
Even though ABC probably wanted to do it a few times. I kid, Ryan. I kid. But,
yeah, check that out. And also the website for the contest is globalcashcard.com/lost.
It's going to be a blast, guys. It's this final season. I know we're getting down to the end, and we're going to have some tears. Everything. Yeah, and also you can check out our red carpet interview on newdia.tv.
And that's actually, the videos are also, for those who want it on their iPods, that's at the Lost Vidcast with Jay and Jack.
Minor spoilers. Search it on iTunes. Minor spoilers.
All right, Jack, let's get out of here.
All right, Lane, don't forget to send me your address.
And you see, gave out a book to somebody else.
I'll email that person and let them know. They won't. I'll go find their email.
All right.
Be like a needle in a haystack.
No, all right, guys. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.